I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A nationwide resistance movement poses the biggest threat to Myanmar's regime since the junta seized power in a 2021 coup. Three Chinese warships arrived in a Myanmar port yesterday amid rising security concerns. Battles unfold daily, and nearly 200 civilians have been killed since the end of October. AMG International's Brian Dennett says,
"The military has been bombing and attacking villages. And one where we work, there were 6 adults and 3 children killed in recent attacks."
We'll connect you to AMG's work in Myanmar.
Everything we do at AMG revolves around the gospel. So as we serve, we are sharing the hope that we have in Jesus.
And the cycle of crisis continues on the continent of Africa. Drought, conflict, and famine challenge gospel workers. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
5 failed rainy seasons have resulted in the worst drought in 40 years, killing livestock and decimating crops. As a result, the price of goods is skyrocketing, driving a mass exodus of people from one place to another. That translates to an estimated 149 million Africans who are facing acute food insecurity, up 12 million from just a year ago. Conflict aggravates the situation in some countries, but ministry partners supported by Christian Aid Mission are on the ground in the regions most affected. They begged for help and continued prayer that God would enable them to be part of the rescue team with whatever they can provide. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.